Because it was not a lot. Can you say it now? God was intentional to something I have, not something I possess. It's something I am, according to the Bible. That makes sense to me. Amen. Okay, right there. I'm able to do the power of the body, even form, and I'm not going to do it. It's just going to be so I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it together. But the lifeless form, that's something breathed into that individual, diversified, and when they have or became a living soul. And he gave himself to God. That's why he said, God, very simple. There were two elements. God formed man of two elements, the dust and the breath. You see that word, the earth and the breath. After these two elements of the earth, man became a living soul. But if there's nothing beginning, nothing to have, or within the soul, this is not one of the essentials we're on the third page. Okay, very, very simple. We want to go down and go through the different mathematical formula, so it looks just like this. Body plus breath equals the living soul. Body plus breath equals the living soul. That's to say, one plus one equals what? Two. Body plus breath equals the living soul. The body plus the breath is one, then you see a living soul at the top of page three. He says, just like it is a light bulb, which needs both the physical housing and the electricity to create light, man is the soul representing the physical body and the breath of God. So he needs to give us his air body symbol of one plus one. Think of a light bulb. In order for the light bulb to illuminate a space, it has to have two things. It has to have the housing, and it has to have the power. The housing is the light of the light, the power. Do I have the power? Guess what? If you take the power and you plug it in, there's your housing. What happens if you unplug the power? Lighten up. Just like that. Huh? That's what happens. We have to plug up for the breath of it and have the power source. Okay? Man is just like that. But his man, in the physical body, while it's made of work in the car, he's sitting there, and it's got no life, no energy, no digestive, and then God breathes into him, and he becomes a living life. So, the form or the structure of man has his physical form, plus the breath of God, like the light bulb, plus the electricity that makes life. So, if I said, look at what? When you unplug that light, and the light goes out, okay? If you unplug the light, and the light goes out, where does the light go? Where does it go? Okay? Let me tell you what it didn't go. It didn't go to the light bulb of heaven. It ceased to exist. In fact, if you write it down in your study guide, it turns out, it's going to be a workout, but it's very simple to attach. One plus one equals what? Two. Now listen carefully. Death is simply creation in reverse. That's what you write on the right hand. Death is simply creation in reverse. The body, not with the breath of God, results in death. Now, the box is representing the Lord Christ, and he's not here. Here's my box. And I still have a box, and I still have a little bit of paper. I have two components. How many components? Two. One is born, and one is new. Here's my box. I'm showing off that box. It's going to tell. It's going to tell. It's going to tell. Here's the form of this box. And if I have a glass, I take the box apart. That's what the world is doing here. That's what the man is doing here. Question. Where did the box go? Where did the box go? It seems to exist. Let me tell you the world of the box didn't go. We didn't go to the box credit. Amen? It ceases to exist. So the body is one of the two elements, there is the box, and the attachment of those two elements, the box is gone. So too, man is only wrestling with two elements. The death of God, plus the body, man becomes a living soul, and the death of God leaves, the body goes back to the ground, and then he says, action back to death. That's the box. Now, this is not the end. Now, this is the one of Ecclesiastes. He can define that. He can tell me before he goes out and says, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, I'm hoping my life is a song that I write with this little Bible. They were called Proverbs, they were by Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes, what is that number one? Chapter 12. And in fact, if you have one of these little friends, there's 15 of Ecclesiastes, and they're actually going to have something a little bit later in the record. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, the most natural statement is as followed by the wise man, whoever named him in verse 7. He says, then there are Ecclesiastes 12, 7. We know the number one? Okay, then the dust will return to the what? The earth. Okay, that's exactly what the earth is exact where it came from. And the dust will return to the earth to live again, and the spirit will return nothing for the creation and the reverse. By honest arrest equals death. Now, I'm going to bring something up here. That's a little bit of visual to understand. Man is not naturally immortal. That's what the foundation of spiritualism is in order to itself. Man is not naturally what we're going to want. That was the scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 15. Who alone, speaking of God, after the substance of the law, and it's not so simple as I'm trying to get, God alone has the second word. In reality, the world of life, unapproachable, we know that it has seen it or can see. According to the heart, who alone has immortality? God alone has immortality. Now, think about this word, mortal, and immortality, or simple. The word mortal just means subject to death. Yes, the word immortal would mean that. Not subject to, no, but I'm nothing to do with the term immortal soul or immortality of the soul. If I don't know how to look at Ezekiel very quickly here, very quickly, if you can find it in Ezekiel, and that's, you'll find Jeremiah and the Lamentations and Ezekiel chapter 18. Ezekiel chapter 1, 18. Let's hear what I have to say about this idea of the soul. Ezekiel chapter 18, I just want to refer to it, just thinking about it, let's hope I can find that. Ezekiel chapter 18, I'm going to start with you, everyone. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20, I'll be moving to that. Okay, what about this? Ezekiel 18, verse 20. The soul whose sin shall live forever. That's what it says. It says, the soul that sins shall live. Why? The soul that sins shall live. Why? Does this ever get so bad? Absolutely, it's so bad. Of course, because man is sinning and he's what? So, what is it, Adam? Why? That's what we're talking about. Every God says in front of you, he's got all these trees that make things about it. All these trees, you see, every one of them. And the tree of knowledge of the good man, which is in this person, don't get that. He's showing up in, he was trying to crush it, let's see. Now,
and
politician. He's president. He's good enough. You're not going to have to hold it long enough, David. You're not going to have a man who's going to be so on the first floor. He's good at his heart. He's good at heart. That's only the word that is. Rule. It means breath. He's good at his heart. Look at that. He returns to me. Thank you.
Thank you.
things that God will cover our sin with righteousness, that will be ended by the resurrection of the number one. So I'm saying, this is exactly what the scripture says. In fact, the Bible refers to death as a flea more than 70 times. You can have that in there. The Bible refers to death as a flea more than 70 times. By the way, I want you to notice that Jesus did not want to use the word death. No, he used the word death when he began with the study. He said, yeah, I'm going to ask for sin, but I'm going to make it up. Oh, Jesus, I don't think that's what I'm going to do. Question me, he's the guy. Absolutely, he didn't do it. The Hebrew was not simply used the word death in the biblical sense. Reverence is what? Death. Because when you die, God dies not without two deaths. God dies not without two deaths. The first death and the second death. We're going to go for the second death tomorrow night. So, in the mind of God, when we try to finish that, the biblical means, he didn't really die, we're just taking a nap. You say, no. Okay, what do you want to do, sir? R-I-P, which stands for rest in peace. That's true. That's exactly 100% biblical. I'm talking for you. All two titles, Lord and New Testament. And I just want to say that about in the grave, they are resting in those graves, and Jesus is going to come to the second time. They'll call them from the grave, they'll call them from the grave, and they will come forth. And in which mortal will put on what? What is the problem that we have? At the last time, at the resurrection, in the end. I don't know about this, but I found John 14:18 when he was in John chapter 5. John chapter 5, the verse that came to my mind, John chapter 5, and verse 28. And it's funny, I don't believe it. John chapter 5, and in verse 28. John chapter 5, verse 21. Hey, Jesus says, do not come out of the world, don't come out of the world, don't come out. When the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will live. There was one. And so forth. Those who have done this have not done right, and those who have done evil. The resurrection of what? Foundation. We have two resurrections. One resurrection, two resurrections. The first one, that's what we're going to do. But here's the one. Look at Jesus says, for Jesus said, the dead will hear his voice, and they will be raised from the grave, just like Lazarus came out of the grave, and he said, well, yeah. Oh, so very, very simple. Now, the other person that he writes as a second time as a sleep. Now, write the verses like this in the Old Testament. 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 1. In when your day shall be fulfilled, he shall sleep with your love. With your love. He says that several times in the Old Testament. When did he die? He slept with his father. He slept with his father. He died. He slept with his father. He slept with his father. He slept with his father. He's not going to take a nap with his father. He's dying. And if you remember, a man named Abraham was a man of God. Abraham, he purchased a cave. And that cave was called the cave of Machpelah. And he said, I'm going to be buried in that cave. And Sarah was buried in that cave. And Isaac was buried in that cave. Isaac was buried in that cave. And Jacob was buried in that cave. Remember Jacob said? No, you're not going to be not buried even in Egypt. You buried in the cave of Machpelah where Abraham is. Thank you.
Thank you.
impossible to destroy human beings. You can't say it's impossible to destroy human beings, because there are none. Well, if you have mortality, and therefore brings indestructibility, it's a restorable in the daily great value of the world. I remember that.
Whatever he said, Thank you. This media was provided by Hope Media Ministry. For this and other great witnessing material, please visit our website at www.hopevideo.com, or you can call us at 616-676-3705. You can also write to Hope Media Ministry, P.O. Box 752, Ada, Michigan 49301. Our email address is hope@hopevideo.com. You can also listen to much of our media at our online media center for free at www.hopevideo.com. That's hopevideo.com.